London businessman.
Man, is there ever one determined independent businessman in the Hamilton Road business district? Richard Roth, the owner of Acme Television Sales, is so fed up with the rape of his business, Acme Television has been vandalized 14 times in 22 months, that he has been a self-appointed guardian of the peace in his district for 5 months. Yes, sir, from midnight to 5 a.m. for the last 5 months, this guy's been patrolling his own immediate neighborhood, because after 22 months, his losses totaled at least $20,000. Now think about that, every night for 5 months. On his own time and money. Now, you might not know about this milestone event because our daily paper, the London Free Press, hasn't, with all their so-called resources, discovered him yet. Everyone else in the media has, though. This story broke in two excellent articles in the university journalism paper, the London Extra, which came out 2.5 weeks ago. It was then examined by the Globe and Mail, the Toronto Star, and the Toronto Sun, and even last Wednesday on the CTV television program Canada AM. But not the Free Press, at least not as of this taping. And that's unbelievable. This guy is a 1980s folk hero to anyone who's ever owned a small business, and now crime in his area is really down. So where is the Free Press? Don't they even read Toronto papers, monitor the television or local radio? Are they really that out of it? The victims of crime are very curious people. Every single citizen, homeowner, renter, small merchant, all the people who can't afford fancy and expensive electronic surveillance systems do the same thing when they are violated by these worthless creeps who try to rip us off. Victims always say, and including Mr. Roth, something like, "I'm mad as hell at our terrible judicial system which coddles criminals." And then you always, but always hear this, "But you can't blame the police. They're doing the best job they can." Now what I want to know is, how do we know they're doing a fine job? The word "no" implies a fact of some kind, and do facts show that we are catching criminals? The judicial system aside, which is not police responsibility, are the police catching criminals anyway? You can't complain about the judicial system if the criminals won't show up to our version of Old Bailey anyway. In London, police have a 6% conviction rate, and that's fact. Oh, they talk about a 34% clearance rate, which means they've cleared them from their file of unsolved crimes because they think they know who did it, but they can't prove it, or they suspect someone and can't find him, etc. But the real McCoy as far as we taxpayers go are the convictions, and that involves police apprehension and accumulation of evidence. That's their territory, and that's 6%. A conviction doesn't even necessarily mean much either, but that's our judicial system again, because a conviction can include probationary and suspended sentences. But 6 out of 100? 6% convicted? How can anyone say our local police are doing a good job when they know that? And they know it factually and in their heart. Sure, the police appear to be doing their job, but then the post office appears to do their job too. Employees of any kind are always visible. It's effectiveness that counts. For example, if the fire department put out only 6 of every 100 fires, would that be a good job? No. And not only that, you'd have 94 burnt and gutted buildings. The evidence of their incompetence would be very visible. It would not be just a statistic. It'd be pretty ugly stuff. Well, it's about time that crime victims became pretty damn visible too, because it's sickening to be rendered as a statistic every time. Let's face it, 6% conviction rate is damn lousy. So why do citizens say, "Yep, I was ripped off for the 10th time in 3 years, but the police are doing a fine job"? Now that's weird. What the folks who own homes or small business would really like to say is, "Hey, you're all I've got, and that ain't much. But if I say what I really feel, then I'll never get any police protection because the police will be really annoyed with my complaint." And I know that fear is so prevalent. My store, my kiosk downtown, and my van, and my home, between the four of them, have been vandalized and broken into 21 times in 5.5 years. And no one was ever caught for any of them, as usual. The losses came out of my pocket except for $225, and the losses totaled over $5,000. And yet for the longest time I said, "Oh well, you can't blame the police," because I was scared it would get worse and the police would even be less effective, because the police hate public criticism. It rightly damages their credibility with the public. And let's face it, it's a lot harder to get the pay raises they've been getting with a lot of public criticism around. As they say with shoes, if the truth fits, you'd better wear it. The really obvious thing about government monopoly policing is that you can't fire them if they do a lousy job. We need to have police with specific beats in specified areas, and if they don't perform, they're gone. Fired, no longer with us. If you and I were working at $30,000 a year and we performed at 6% of the consumer demand, and after all, we're all consumers of police protection, if we performed to 6% of the needs of the job, we'd be out pronto. Ever heard of a constable let go because they didn't catch enough real criminals? If we want results, citizens and merchants are going to have to hire their own neighborhood security patrol people. If there isn't any massive reduction in crime, then you can fire them. But you'd be surprised at how this would work. And next week, we'll look into a city where private police do patrol the streets effectively, and how we can effectively return justice to the courts and start getting results. And meanwhile, please support your local independent sheriff.
The views of Mark Emery, a London...